Joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
Okay, we've been hearing plenty about the Super Bowl. It's, of course, happening in New Jersey at the Meadowlands on February 2nd. There have been plenty of game previews, stories about security issues, how crews are preparing for winter weather. NJ.com had a story this week about the official program, how it shows the New York City skyline and kind of features a sliver of Jersey City somewhere in the background. So, Mary, whether we care about the big game or not, clearly it's huge news for New Jersey. How are the blogs covering the Super Bowl?
Well, the blogs are very positive. Ethnic NJ, which is run by Anthony Ewing out of Maplewood, is focusing on getting people out of those corporate tents and the hotel cruise ships and sampling the real food of New Jersey. So he has a great listing of ethnic food around East Rutherford, and he's sending people off to Maywood for Laotian food or to Kearney for some great Peruvian. He's got Argentinian food listed on there, Indian. He's really, you know, saying this is a great economic opportunity, and even though we're hearing stories that New Jersey is not going to get that economic hit because the marketing is all skewed to New York, you know, Ethnic NJ is not giving up.
Again, it's Ethnic NJ is the name of the website?
EthnicNJ.com.
Right, will any out-of-towners take this advice?
I hope so. It's a very good site, and it comes with a very clear map, so they won't get lost. And hopefully, if the traffic's not too bad, they can get around.
That sounds like a great advice for people who live here as well. Okay, moving on from Ethnic NJ, what's next?
Jersey City Independent. They have a great story on everything that's going on in Jersey City the week leading up to the Super Bowl, and they even tell you, hey, the teams are staying in Jersey City hotels, so don't be going to the Super Bowl Boulevard in Manhattan. Come to Jersey City if you want to stalk your football players, because the Broncos are going to be at the Hyatt Regency, and the Seahawks are going to be at the Westin in Jersey City.
Stalker's tips. I'm not sure if we should be getting into this, Mary.
No, it's very important. Even Tony Sirigoso, who is the Fox broadcaster, told The Record that the players are going to be partying in Hoboken. So if you want to find some NFL players and rub elbows with them, you go to Jersey City or Hoboken.
Okay, they're staying in Jersey City, and they're going to be partying in Hoboken. At least that's the word on the street. Well, I guess if you look really closely at the picture on the cover of that program, you might be able to pick out the team's hotels somewhere in the distant background. Mary, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, David.
And again, can you mention the names of those two blogs?
JerseyCityIndependent.com and EthnicNJ.com.
Okay, Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. This is New Jersey Public Radio.